Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 331. It has been a minute since I have done a life update, so I figured today would be a great time as we are wrapping up 2023, getting towards the end of the year, just to give you an update of what's going on with me about motherhood, fitness, like private practice, all the different things. I've gotten questions on Instagram, and you can only say so much in those 15-second clips or however long it is. So we're going to dive into that today. But really, the goal is not just to word vomit and share my life, but really the goal for me, for you today, is to give you some sort of nuggets, some sort of tips and tricks that are working for us right now. And on the flip side, just recognize like you're human, and hopefully maybe there's something that I'll say that resonates with you and makes you feel like, oh, okay, I'm not alone. And as always, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you enjoy this episode, please share it with a friend, leave us a rating and review. 5 stars is preferred, but you know, of course, be honest, because that is how we find more people like you who need to hear our non-diet message. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Where to even begin? I guess we will start with what is most relevant in my life right now, which is motherhood. It is all consuming. We are 7 months in, which is absolutely bananas to think about. And it's been the best and hardest, and just when I say transformative, truly a transformative time of life. We are still breastfeeding. We did introduce formula, and that was interesting how my brain responded and the resistance, you know, to introducing something like that, because I think as mothers and any mothers listening, maybe you can relate, or if you have, you know, friends, family members who have babies and you've been a part of their feeding journey, we put all this pressure on ourselves to do things a certain way. And we see so much on the media, and even myself being in it and so aware of it, it's still very easy to get caught up in it. And so I found myself feeling resistant to introducing it and feeling like, well, you know, I have to do it this certain way, because I ended up going on a international trip for work. And that's one of the main reasons why we introduced formula, because it was just creating so much stress, having to pump and plan ahead. And it was a lot of work. And so once we decided to introduce formula, it was like, oh, okay, this is not a big deal at all. And just a reminder that fed is best, you know, that's really ultimately what matters. And there's so many great options on the market these days of just ways to nourish ourselves in a way that is convenient and works for, you know, probably the challenges that maybe are coming up for you and in life. And so that's what we ended up doing. And I am proud of myself. I'm proud of Timmy and I. I'm proud of, you know, Joey and Timmy and I for getting this far, because when I pause and look back, I have been pumping or nursing for every, 2 to 5 hours every single day for the past 7 months. I don't think I've been that consistent with anything ever in my life. Maybe brushing my, not even with brushing my teeth, like, you don't even do it that frequently. So it's crazy. And it's just been a good reminder of, you got to celebrate these successes and these wins. And it's been fun. But what has been more fun is jumping into feeding real food. So we have decided to take the baby-led weaning route. For those of you who aren't familiar with baby-led weaning, it is essentially a method of feeding your child, similar to the framework of intuitive eating, where you skip spoon feeding them, but not even really. So we've kind of done a combination of jumping right in, introducing solids. And then, you know, a few weeks later, we did introduce some spoon feeds simply because it was easier and created less of a mess. And I think childhood nutrition is the most fascinating thing. I mean, even when I was in university studying to be a dietitian, I was so interested in our childhood nutrition classes because kids truly are the best intuitive eaters. If you just watch them, watch any child in your life and watch how they eat, and they're so in tune with what they're feeling. And they truly, like when they're hungry, the world stops, and that is what gets response. And on the flip side, when they're done, they're done. You cannot force feed a child when they are full. Like they'll spit it out. They throw things. Like they're just so in tune. And there's so much that we can learn from that. So I think it's super fascinating. I think it's been really fun to sit back, let there be a mess, like just watch and enjoy. And he's learning to eat for the first time. I mean, it's just wild. Like their little coordination and their, you know, hand-eye coordination and their motor skills. And it's bananas. I keep saying that word, but we're eating bananas, like banana pajamas. That's our life right now. A big lesson for me with this whole feeding my child has been just like as an adult with diet culture, there are so many methods, so many best ways, quote unquote, ways to do things out there. And as I tell this with my clients, as you get to a point with gentle nutrition, you can look at all the different diets, the different ways of eating out there and pick and choose what works for you. And so I kind of see the same way with feeding Timmy. It's like, do all the research, read the books, but ultimately at the end of the day, we're going to pick and choose and cherry pick what works best for us and kind of put our own way of eating, our own eating pattern that feels right. And I would encourage you to do the same thing, whether it is with feeding your child or feeding yourself. Like, recognize that perfect eating, number one, there is no such thing. Perfect eating is imperfect eating. And it's by choosing, and that's the thing, you don't even have to choose. It's just like this awareness of I am open to different ways. I'm open to different ways of nourishing myself that's going to be less stressful. Like that's what it's all about. So that has been super fun. Whatever you want to do with that, take the meat, leave the bones. That's my takeaway there. Last update with baby. He's getting ready to crawl. I am nervous because things are about to get busy. And I also am really proud of myself, and I want to celebrate this for really putting things on the back burner, prioritizing this time with him. It's been a great 7 months. It's been, you know, I truly feel that I've been able to sit and be in the moment and play and feed him and like just enjoy and soak it up and be where my feet are. But I am ready to get back to it. So let's kind of segue right into a fitness update. I am going back to teaching group exercise. Cannot freaking wait. I'm ready to put the mic back on. I'm teaching at this new awesome studio here in the Indianapolis area. It's recovery. It is group fitness. There's a variety of like cycling and yoga and cardio strength. And so all the different things. I'm excited to put my choreography hat back on and programming. And just, I'm only doing once a week. I am the diva instructor. That's like, yes, I want to be there. I want to do all the things, but also let me teach once a week and I will sub and be a team player when I can. So it's an awesome studio. If you're in the area, definitely send me a message on Instagram. Join me. I'm actually headed there after this. Super excited for that. Just to get back into it, because that is where my love for fitness began, was with group fitness. And I haven't been teaching since before I got pregnant. So it's been crazy, and I'm ready to get back. As far as personal fitness goes, it's expectations versus reality. The expectation is I'm going to get up and I'm going to get my workout in every single morning before the baby wakes up, and I'm going to be really focused and follow this, you know, strength training 2 to 3 times per week and yoga once per week and mobility. And the reality is I'm lucky if I get up in the mornings. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it is simply moving my feet, like just pedaling the bike for 20 minutes while drinking coffee, because that is just where my brain is at. And so I feel like up to now, I've been doing kind of random workouts, random results. And so I took some time to really think, like, what are my goals? Because that's totally been fine up until this point, because the goal then was to just move, was to just take some time by myself, sometimes Timmy, you know, playing on the floor or playing in his little jumper. But it was just about moving my body and the mental benefits that come with it. And so now I've kind of gotten to this point where I've reassessed, what are my goals? What is important? And I've identified that I want to feel strong. I want to enjoy my training. I want to like just enjoy the challenge that comes with a new fitness plan, a new fitness goal. And I want to feel accomplished because I want that to bleed into other areas of my life. So will I do another marathon? Maybe. Joey and I have talked about maybe trying to do a triathlon because we've never done something like that. So I love the idea of just something new and celebrating this new, you know, season that my body is in and having, oh my goodness, even so much more appreciation for what it can do and just get back to it, feel stronger and feel accomplished. We are getting bumper plates. Our home gym is coming along. So we're looking forward to that to, again, actually build up that strength instead of just doing body weight. Again, it's been totally great to this point, but recognizing we're at a point, I'm at a point where home workouts are just convenient. Like it's so, so wonderful to have that option. And so if you have the space in your home, I highly, highly recommend like slowly start building out your little home gym, because even just dumbbells or having just options, it can be so helpful. So, so helpful, especially as it gets cold out here in the Midwest. Like there's so many pros, and it's great to have the option to be in person and see people in a group fitness community. So fitness is all about options. Definitely remember that. I also recently completed an in-body scan. And for those of you who don't know, an in-body is basically a body composition analysis. And what's so interesting is that I am back to my pre-pregnancy muscle mass. And it's funny because the reason I did an in-body was because I was feeling, I thought in my brain, like I am feeling so weak. I'm feeling so weak. Like I want to figure out, where am I at? Like, where's my starting point again? So I can build that strength back up. And it was just such a reminder of how wild our brains are when it comes to body image, when it comes to our perception of our bodies. And so my perception was that I am weak, but the reality was, no, you're actually a lot stronger than you were. You are back to feeling strong. You've essentially maintained, I'm sure I lost some muscle mass, but you've essentially maintained your muscle mass over the past 7 months. That is amazing and so much to celebrate. And I share that with you because I want you to know, I want to be proof that you too can get to a place where numbers are so neutral and it's so empowering to just go, okay, this is my baseline. I'm so excited to see myself getting stronger and measure that result without it controlling me, without obsessing over it. It's just one other piece of the puzzle to help connect the physicality to the emotional piece, right? Emotionally, mentally, I didn't feel strong, but physically, the tangible data, I go, yes, you are. And now marrying those two together, chef's kiss. Private practice updates. We are accepting clients again. If you're new to the show, I do have a virtual private practice. I'm a registered dietitian, personal trainer, all the things, certified intuitive eating counselor. And so we actually accept insurance and really excited to get that started back up again. We offer a 12-week nutrition coaching program, intuitive eating program. And what that means to you is you're held accountable to doing the work. But the real value is that you can make so much progress in a short amount of time. I just met with a client, Jennifer. She came to me because she was really struggling with emotional eating and just not knowing when to stop when she's full, like recognizing, I understand hunger. I understand fullness. Why can't I stop? And during the process, she has experienced some life events. There's been, you know, just a lot happening personally. And she's at to a point now, even just a few sessions in, like I'm throwing away leftovers. I'm not finishing my plate and I'm feeling in control amidst the chaos that is life. So that is super exciting. If you are in the Indiana area, and even depending on the state that you're in, every regulation looks a little bit different. So definitely jump on that link in the show notes, katiehake.com/schedule. We offer a free strategy call just to talk about your options and make sure it's a good fit and to answer any questions that you have. So definitely take advantage of that. I have the capacity to take 6 clients per quarter, and 3 of those spots are already taken. So we will have 3 spots opening starting in January. So click the link, check it out, because I know those spots will definitely go quick. And then the last update I want to share with you is podcast update. Fit Friends Happy Hour, what you're listening to right now. I've been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of marinating. Who is this podcast for? Who am I meant to serve? What's the purpose? And I think ultimately through conversations with you and surveys and marinating on my own journey over the past, gosh, however long this podcast has been, it's been 6 years. Yeah, 6 years, 7 years, 6 years. I need to fact check myself on that. Either way, we're over 300 episodes in, and I've identified that the podcast really is, I mean, it's for everyone, but it's really for those who are kind of starting on their intuitive eating journey. I believe that those who are a little bit further along, there's so many experts that I want to introduce you to. I want you to dive deeper with when you're ready for some of those different, you know, concepts and just different ways of thinking. I think I do a great job of kind of bridging that gap from someone who has been steeped in diet culture. They've been steeped in the fitness industry and they're just over it. And so moving forward, we will be actually relaunching the podcast in January. I'm so excited. Stay tuned. We're going to do a bunch of giveaways. We'll post some things on social media, maybe even YouTube video. Just again, different ways to make it more accessible to those who are brand new to intuitive eating and need to learn more. And at the same time, my friends, you listening who've been here for a while, it's also about going back to the basics, because I think sometimes we need to slow down in order to speed up. So what that might look like for you is joining along for these episodes in relearning, like, because I think especially in this journey, you hear something at a different point, like it hits you a different way, right? Like it's the same message, but you are different because you've had different life experiences and you can just connect that many more dots. So stay tuned for that. I'm super excited. I'm so grateful for you for being here, and thanks for coming along for this journey with me. Buckle up, because 2024 is going to be a wild ride. Next week, we have a wonderful interview with another guest expert talking about mental health, talking about stress, and I think it's so applicable in this time of year. So if you're not already, hit that follow button, subscribe wherever it is that you listen to the show so that you get those automatically downloaded every single Monday. Talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.